these are troubled times for people who eat, and I think you're doing what you can to make eating a healthier activity for folks. Tell us a little bit about what Eat Smart New York is.
Yeah, so Eat Smart New York is a nutrition education program that's free to all individuals who qualify and or are receiving benefits through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP. We work within the Capital Region, and we expand through extended portions of New York State. We work with our counter partners that are in different regions, but Eat Smart New York hits all of New York State.
And how did Cornell Cooperative Extension get involved in this program? Why is it run by Cornell as opposed to a state or government agency?
Extension is a national program. Cornell is the land grant college that receives that grant through Extension. In Vermont, the University of Vermont is the land grant college that receives the grant and provides Extension through there. So Cornell has just always been the Extension college that we execute this national program through.
And because it's agriculture-related food products, it makes sense to do that.
Correct.
And what is what drives the need for a program like Eat Smart New York?
So the poverty and the obesity levels within, our country. Our funding comes from the USDA. It's SNAP benefits. You go through your process of qualifying for your SNAP benefits, and that's through the poverty thresholds. And once you are qualified and/or receiving benefits, you are then eligible to receive additional services like this nutrition education component on how to use your benefits.
And who is on SNAP? How many people? What sorts of folks? I mean, for people who don't use the benefits, they might not. There's stereotypes about it, but are there a lot of folks who receive SNAP benefits?
Yeah, in just the Capital Region, our SNAP caseload is very high. It could be someone that you work with that is receiving SNAP benefits and you don't even know, or it can be someone that you've seen go into a food pantry. So it definitely is an invisible thing that you don't always know who's eligible or receiving SNAP benefits, but it does have to do with your income levels to be eligible to receive SNAP benefits.
And do you have a sense of the numbers of people in the Capital Region, or like a percentage, or just roughly?
I could look those up. They're on the OTDA website, and those numbers are published. They're called SNAP caseloads, and there's very specific numbers of to families receiving SNAP, what those SNAP dollars actually look like in number amounts. So it's all online.
I remember being surprised at how many people get the benefits. I thought it was a small group.
Yeah, no, it's not
it's
at all.
Almost half the people in the country, I think.
It's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember a program that was referred to colloquially as food stamps. Was that a different thing, or is this a new name for the same thing?
It's a new name. I think it's been called the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program for a long time. Food stamps was also kind of a slang type of thing. We do EBT benefits now because it's more electronic. But yeah, same program, same idea.
What are the sorts of things that you do in the Eat Smart New York program?
So we provide nutrition education workshops, material and messaging throughout the community. And we really look at the environment as a whole and try to see where we can make environmental changes, whether it's policy or system. And then through that, our ultimate goal is to increase fruit and vegetable consumption within our community and our priority population, as well as to educate those to, drink more beverages that are to drink less sweetened beverages, increase water consumption, or just 100% fruit juice, things like that, and to exercise more and have more of a calorie-balanced input-output.
It seems counterintuitive to me that our commercial media system is really heavily based on promoting the consumption of food products that are bad for you, that are that increase obesity and disease problems. So we spend a huge amount of time and money educating young people to eat poorly, And then we have a nutrition program that tries to teach them to eat more healthfully. Does that seem odd?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, at Cornell and Eat Smart New York, we just try to do the best we can. All of our educators have a background in nutrition. And when we're out in the field, we try to meet people where they're at. You know, we try to give them the tools that they need at the time, whether that's learning how to read a label, whether that's knowing how to dice an onion to make your own fresh meals, or, you know, tips on budgeting. You know, we try to meet people where they're at so that they can use those tools and that they can make their lifestyle healthier.
And is the education oriented towards the individual? If I had questions, there's somebody I could call or come in to see, or is it more of a group learning environment that you work in?
Our nutrition educators are more in a group learning environment. However, when we are out in the field, say at a health fair or someone or somewhere where there's multiple people, but it's not necessarily a workshop or a class, we do talk to people one-on-one. They come, they might have specific questions, or maybe they're just looking for resources. We also answer the phone all the time and try to provide those resources. And then we also have a website.
And what's the biggest challenge you face when in your work?
I think just the variety of people. And like I said before, meeting people we're at, everyone has a different story. Everyone has a different background. Everyone has different experiences that they're bringing to the table. So really being able to adapt when we're out in the field, because we really approach it all.
And where do you do most of your education?
Throughout the Capital Region, we, you know, are all the way up in Washington County, and we're all the way down near Hudson. So, and we scope a wide range of people.
Do you go to schools or?
Yep, we are in schools. We are in community centers. We're in senior centers. So there's no age limit because SNAP affects everyone, and poverty, food insecurity affects everyone. So there really is no age limit. We do encounter it all, and individual and families.
And has there been any impact national policy on SNAP benefits? Or is it pretty steady, or is that a politically controversial area?
I think it ranges. Last year, you know, we did see with the shutdown, there was a lag in SNAP benefits. That's not really what we deal with specifically. We just try to, you know, understand what's happening. And then during that time period, we might share more resources on how to budget and how to stretch that food dollar just a little bit more, because they might not be able to receive their services that month. So we're just more on the, you know, the individual level, trying to help them get through. We're not so into the us making policy or, you know, working on that side of things.
And how do people receive the education tips that you give them? Are people generally open to it, or they think, oh, that's too hard, or not interested?
Yeah. I mean, like I said before, our educators are really good at adapting in a situation. So, if they get into a class or they're in a workshop where the level of experience is super low, then they can adapt. We've also been in classes where the level is super high, and they are pretty good at cooking meals at their own. And so we can then maybe ramp up that class a little bit more. But yeah, we try to meet people where they're at, and it changes every time.
Great. If people want to find out more about Eat Smart New York and the cooperative extension, where can they go?
They can go to capitalregionesny.org.
Well, thanks so much for stopping by.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.